Call to order. Can you read the roll, please, Chase?
Here.
Here.
Dean Kilborn.
Here.
Janet Richardson.
Here.
Zoom. Julie Jones, don't see her yet. Karen Erickson, I don't see her yet. Amy Stratman, also not here yet. Might join us later. Jeremiah Cotter.
Here.
On Zoom, and I am here.
And can you note that we have...
We do have a quorum.
Visitors, yep. Yes. Approval of regular meeting minutes from December 3rd. Can I get a motion to approve? I didn't see anything that needed correcting unless somebody else did.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Meetings from December 3rd approved. Approval of the agenda. Do we have anything that we need to add? Janet, do you have anything? Okay.
Nope.
Can I get an approval of the agenda as written?
I'll move to approve it.
Approve.
Okay, second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Okay. Moved in and seconded to approve agenda as written. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? What was that?
I think someone isn't on mute on there.
Okay.
On Zoom,
all right. The agenda is approved. Citizens comment. We have some citizens to present.
Yeah, I have Mark Wilcox joined here on Zoom. I believe that they had some comments to add under new business item 10A. You'd be welcome to speak now if you wanted for anything else, but if what you have to share pertains to the new marker for Frank Anderson, we can just have them give comments during that time.
Okay. Mark, do you want to wait?
Yeah, I can wait, yeah.
Okay.
We'll cover everything I have on a new business, if that's okay.
Yes, that's fine. Communications to the commission. The email that we got about Ivan, Janet, can you tell us, please?
Oh, yes, Mr. Ivan. So Ivan Jurevich had written to City Council Colt, got the email. His relative from Montenegro, he thought, had died in 1918 in Fairbanks, and that he was convinced that he was buried at Clay Street. He is not. And so I found his relative, who's Draco Jurevich. He also went by Dan Jurevich. He actually died in 1933 in Fairbanks. He was a member of the Serbian Flag Society of Juneau, where he used to live, and he wanted to be buried in Juneau under their auspices. So he was shipped to Juneau, and he is buried there in Evergreen Cemetery. So I've got all of Draco's probate records and estate records, his death certificate, newspaper articles about his death, and a couple little miscellaneous things I found and sent them all to Ivan. And he was very excited. And what was interesting was in Drago's estate file was proof of heirship. His brother was the only surviving heir. So there was all the birth records from the parish church in Montenegro and all kinds of documents that were written in the Serbian language and then translated to English. And I asked Ivan, was he not able to get these documents from, he still lives in that town. And he said no, because everything was destroyed in the war. So he thought it was awesome that we had those documents all the way over here. So he was very excited. And when there's no snow in Juneau, I'll have somebody to go see if there's a marker. I don't think there is, but I'll have somebody go look.
Isn't evergreen the one that you can click on the grave and you get a description and a picture?
I there's a Serbian section, and I looked at almost every one of them in the Serbian section off that interactive map, and they didn't show a picture. According to his estate file, there was a bill against the estate from the Serbian Flag Society for a marker, coffin, burial, and photographs. So there was a marker at one time, at least. And
did you have any luck calling to see at the state archives if they might be able to look for something?
So I did that.
Okay.
To see if they had the Serbian Flag Society's archives there at the state, because they no longer exist. And I, you know, about the photos that were mentioned in the estate file, and they do not have anything from Serbian society. They did look at some other sources, found a few photos of just groups of people. But those photos, who knows where they are. So
thank you, Janet. That's excellent, though. Because I found almost immediately in the probates about him, but I couldn't figure out it because of him saying that he thought he died in 1918, and it says the probates in 1933. And I was like, this didn't make any sense, so I wasn't really sure, but I'm glad you found everything.
Yeah, I don't know where Ivan got that from. There was a little language barrier with the email, so I didn't want to inundate him with, you know, where he got that from. I have no idea.
Interesting.
Yeah, I appreciate the quick responses to that. Jess had responded as well. She had found one thought was potentially, because there were some options for other names.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had said that wasn't quite, that wasn't who he was looking for. But it was nice.
No, that guy buried in Kitsap, Washington's name was Draco, not Drago.
It was helpful because it was received through our public records request portal, which we have, you know, a limited number of days to respond to. So I left the request open. I think I have until Friday to close it in case there was any other information, but it sounds like he's gotten to everything he was hoping for, mm-hmm. and then some, so I'll go ahead and close it. Just thank you to everyone who was responsive in that.
Thanks, Colt. I don't think there's any other communication. Am I correct?
Correct.
I have... but under the rat card. So events and public relations, I don't think we have anything currently. Financial update, you can see the report. It hasn't, that I am aware, it has not changed since last month. It doesn't look like it's changed since last month. We have $2,279.89 remaining. What happened with the bed tax as far as... did they approve us or not?
This coming Monday, council meeting, the ordinance to approve all the different awards for the organizations is on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
And so once that's done, that'll get allocated in the account.
Okay, thanks. Unfinished.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah. Janet, go ahead.
Would we be possible to place another marker order possibly kind of soon, hopefully to get them in this summer instead of waiting until next summer? Because I already have 5 names, and Frank's one of them.
And I have one to add. I just haven't finished it, but, I mean, I have the info. How do I put this? I'm assuming that we'll at least get enough money to pay for one order, even if it's a small order.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The amount was...
I mean, the amount was a little bit more than last year, so, mm-hmm. so I mean, but I can't imagine that even if they said no, they couldn't have it all, that we'd get some.
Oh, I haven't heard any indication that they... I mean, it's pretty rare that the council would do anything other than approve what had been awarded by the committee.
So I would say yes, Janet. Because I think that Amy has at least two and maybe three that she's basically done with. She's still working on them, but I think she could do a marker, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have under financial update any other questions? Otherwise, let's move on to unfinished business. Please note that Julie is here. Cemetery rat card redesign. If you look at the packet, you can see what I sent to Graphic North and to Advanced Printing. I was a little bit surprised because the Advanced Print, you have two from Advanced Printing, and it came back because I don't think they got an idea of how many we normally get, 1,500 or 2,000. And so if you look at the second Advanced Printing page, do you have that or not, Janet?
I
do.
Okay.
Do you have the additional one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure. I just forwarded it just in case.
Because I'm looking at Advanced Printing. I mean, we've always had them done by Graphic North, and they've always been really good. I asked the question which they had asked. Colt, did you know, or Julie, my emails, what were they talking about wanting?
You had asked me what do they mean within the question, and I responded saying they just needed to know what quantity.
They needed to know what?
What quantity. They gave you three options for quantity on here. And there's a different.
But it wasn't the quantity. It was the something about, I have to go back and look at my emails.
I'll find it.
It had something to do with how the format is done.
Oh, when you choose the one you want, can you send a file with bleeds?
Yeah, what's bleeds mean? I don't know.
That means that you have bleed marks at the end. So like,
room to spare.
Okay, so if you have, let me just draw it out real quick, because it'll
just room to spare, right?
So you want the bleed to go past the actual edge of the dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll have marks, like you'll have a rectangle and you'll have marks on the outside, and that helps them focus where to cut, so they can line up their cutters and stuff.
Yeah, if we want them to print this exact design, then they have to cut exactly on these edges, otherwise you've got white bits. So typically they want a little bit of a buffer zone on the edge so they can cut just slightly inward. And I guess this file doesn't really have it.
We don't have it. And I would just say, no, we want it exactly the way it is.
No.
Well,
am I wrong?
We put the bleed lines on there. It's part of the
How do process. We tell that?
Jess, can you do that just from a
I should be able to. I don't have this particular file.
Yeah, I can.
So if someone could, if you have a PDF or something, I can do that. What about, okay, let me type this in real quick. How do these prices compare to like Vistaprint or something?
To what?
Oh, out of town online.
We don't go out of town or online. We okay. only go local.
I was going to say, because we could just drop in the image and then, yeah.
No.
Okay.
We definitely only go in town.
Okay.
And these were the only two places that I know of that we get that had low prices. Like Dateline said over 1,000.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I was like, for 500. I was like, I just went in and asked them because I had, one of these in front of me. And I was like in sort of a state of shock because I'd already seen these. I don't know what you're feeling. The 750 is for, wait a minute, why does it say 750 total? We don't want.
They added all those three together when they shouldn't have.
1,000 is 374, and advance is, I don't have 1,000. So I'm guessing it's about the same.
Yeah, I think I summarized it in one of my replies to you. The one was cheaper at the lower quantity, but anything above that, I'll look at my sent emails. I think we were talking a difference of a couple dollars.
Yeah, that was what I thought too. So I don't I mean, my feeling would be that the Vance, the $2,000 for $654.03 was probably a pretty good deal.
Yeah, in my email to you, I said, Graphic North would be cheaper for $1,000, is what it would seem.
Yeah.
Like $1,000 is going to be about what, 37 cents, and then the if you do $2,000 at the other place, they go down to like 32 cents each. It's just you're buying twice as
many. Well, do you think I should ask Graphic North how much $2,000 would be before we make a decision? I mean, we're not in a rush.
So what I had responded to you was just looking at the percentage of price drop in each of their quantities. Mm-hmm. The only scenario where Advanced Printing was cheaper was if you were getting 250. In every other scenario, Graphic North was cheaper, and the price drop was a larger percentage. So if you're just looking to go for the cheapest option with local vendors, Graphic North.
All right, can I get a motion that we go with Graphic North and I go over there and see them? I mean, they've been really good about doing it in the past, and they've always done a nice job. So,
what quantity are you wanting?
For 2,000.
All right, Julie Jones moved to approve the cost at Graphic North for 2,000 brochures.
I'll approve it.
Seconded by
That's a second. That's all seconded. In favor of accepting the Graphic North bid?
Aye.
Okay, so I'll go talk to Graphic North, hopefully if it's not 30 below tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll get it as soon as it drops. I mean, that it stays a little warmer than that. The only question I had to Colt was, I have a real problem trying to even see this round circle, which is what we're required to have on, and it's what they produced to use.
We could probably just drop like a white circle behind that circle logo.
Yeah,
the other suggestion I had for this, because I was just thinking about this, because it looks a little bit unprofessional here. These two are circular. It'd be nice if they had a border that was the same size, and they were the same size. And if you switch those coins where the City of Fairbanks was on the outside, then that one would naturally pop out more over the green gradient.
Sure.
A little bit. I mean, without putting anything behind it.
Well, I mean, I can even just put the QR code all the way to the right, the grant recipient to the left, right. And City of Fairbanks stays in the center.
It might show up a little bit more over
just
the green.
Basically, horizontal flip.
Well, I just looked at it and said to Colt,
sorry to.
It's really hard to see it, but
yeah. Redesign at you, but it would be nice if those.
That's easy enough.
Circles had the same border width. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're
they do
size.
In Canva, according to their little tools. I think it's no, I can't say that because look, they definitely aren't. I'll make adjustments.
Can you work on it, Colt, and then let me know?
Yeah, and since I'll already be in there, I'll just add the bleed.
And I know this whole thing's going to be smaller than it is on this paper because the headstone's pixelated, and I always hate sending something pixelated to the. To make 2,000 copies of. But,
yeah, well.
Yeah, it'll be a
you
good
know, it's still You can still read it, but, you
30,
know.
30-40% smaller.
When it's a little bit smaller, it will help a little bit. But I don't know if we have a better quality.
So can you get back to me by Friday about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, before you approve the quote and they accidentally print the wrong version.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll at least talk to them about the fact that what's 2,000 going to cost to make sure that it is definitely less, even if it's a few dollars. And so querying monuments order, I think, Janet, we answered, but Julie's here.
Did she tell you that I just sent her a second round?
No, we haven't gotten to it yet.
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So go ahead and you guys talk.
So Julie sent me the first round, you know, the initial mock-ups last week, I think
so.
And there were some blaring obvious errors. Some of them were my fault. I think one or two of them had like 1964 instead of 1864 and things like that and some spelling. So I went ahead and sent those edits back to Julie, who sent them to Quering. And Julie just emailed me the second round right before the meeting started. So what I will do is send those out for people to look at to make sure, you know, spelling, plot information, yeah, that kind of thing looks correct.
And as we know, five of us could look at them and we still could get something wrong. So it's definitely worth everybody seeing this. Yes, thank you. But the other question Janet had was, can we order another smaller amount? Because sure, we don't have the money yet. And I said, well, we could at least get a smaller order going. And yeah. So
the funds should be available, like, in the account within the next 1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. The other one, the ones in there right now are already paid for, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But we're talking about a new order that would utilize funds that are coming from 2025, but we don't get until 2026.
We already know what the amount is.
So. They just haven't voted on it yet.
Yeah, so I wouldn't worry about it. They're not going to shut it down.
We didn't. That's what Colt said. So
that would be unprecedented.
So Janet, you should get with Amy and me, and we'll see what we can come up with. Okay. Because Amy told me that she was working on somebody that I've been working on. So, anyway.
Well, that's why I send you guys lists.
I know, and you gave me the list. I went and checked it, and she says, well, it's mine. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, okay, moving on. New business. Mark, can you talk about the new marker for Frank Anderson?
Yes. Hello, everybody. Good evening. Just to let you know, I'm coming to you from Eastern North Dakota tonight here. Just
welcome.
Something. And how this all started was AB sent or put a little email notification on Find a Grave. My wife Wanda found it, and that's what kind of started this whole thing. And Amy and Wanda have been emailing each other here quite a bit here the last 10 days of 2 weeks about my great-great-grandfather, Frank Anderson. He's number 169 in your cemetery. And in some of those emails that Juan and Amy sent back and forth, we found out that we can have a stone placed. And it's just like, okay, that set off a whole lot of excitement and everything here in our family tree world back here. Things haven't gone too far yet, but we thought we'd sit down in the meeting just to let you know here right away that we will pay any stone or any cost incurred for putting a stone on Frank's grave. If that helps you out in your how many order, how much money you have, we will take care of his, that kind of stuff. Any emails from now on, do you just want to have Juan to keep on talking with Amy, or is there somebody else that we should be dealing with, or
how do we get you the money,
you know, how do we do things? That's kind of what we're thinking about right now.
Well, first off, normally if somebody is going to pay, at this point, because the price keeps going up, we're asking $350 to put a new stone into the ground. Amy, I believe, is on Zoom. Is that correct, Amy?
She was for a second.
Yeah, what happened? She disappeared.
I clicked to allow her to be promoted to panelist. So she might be logging back in for that. But either way, if she logs back here in a second, I'll click the button to allow her to talk.
But Amy communicates with us, and you definitely should just stay communicating with her since she knows the basic information. And the check just gets made out to City of Fairbanks. And it goes in the memo for Clay Street Cemetery, Frank Anderson Monument.
Yeah, on the envelope, if you do end up mailing a check, Mr. Wilcox, just put attention Clay Street Cemetery. That helps us know. Sometimes we'll get a random check with no notation, and they just deposit it as a miscellaneous revenue, and we don't want that. I'll catch that in my office.
Okay. No, that was just our deal. Like I said, this was quite a surprise. We've been looking for Frank for a long time. But we'll just keep on contact with Amy then.
Yes.
We'll get a check in the mail here shortly. But yes, with anything that we can do on this end, hey, just let us know. And we've been looking at flights. Like, hey, how can we get to Fairbanks, help put this in, all that kind of stuff. But that's a long way away. But whatever it takes.
Okay, so the address, go ahead.
We've had that happen, you know, relatives come up and actually be there when we put the marker down. So that's certainly doable. And we certainly thank you for, well, the information on Frank, because that helps us a lot. And, you know, for paying for his marker. And I did go ahead and put Frank down on the list for the next set of markers. And we will let you guys kind of decide what it says in our regular format on the marker. And I'll just let you keep communicating with Amy. I could send it to her, how it's going to look, and she can send it to you, and you could put your 2 cents in. And then at the bottom, we'll put that it was donated by you, your family, or however you want it to say. And I did have a question, though. Since he was born in Norway, is it Andre Sen, S-E-N, or S-O-N?
We have to go back and look, maybe, huh?
Because usually Norway, it's S-E-N for, you know, for like Anders son. Olson, Ole's son, and then Sweden is S-O-N, but I was just curious.
I'd have to go into the family tree and look to see what the original spelling was.
He probably Americanized it to S-O-N. But
yeah, he was born Finger Andreasen.
Right. That was S-E-N and not S-O-N, Andreasen.
Yeah, I can check on that and let Amy know.
Okay, thank you.
Amy keeps saying she doesn't have a signal. I don't know what she means by that.
She does show that she's in here now, and I just clicked the button to allow her to talk. Amy,
if
you hear us, feel free to chime in.
I have a really weak signal.
Can hear you.
I apologize.
We can hear you great.
Well, how did that come up now?
Did you have anything else to add?
Did you want to add something else, Amy? All right, Amy, you're on. You can talk right on the microphone.
Hi. Nope, she's back off.
Let me try to turn this off.
She texted me. She has a really weak signal, and it keeps.
Yeah she's Altine on my phone
has
right
her
now.
On her phone, held up to the microphone.
Go ahead and make your comments,
okay.
Amy. Go ahead.
Okay. Which part of the meeting are you on? I apologize.
We're talking with Mark and Wanda Wilcox about Frank Anderson's monument.
Okay, yeah.
And that
was going to be my big announcement tonight, and I missed it. I apologize. And I'm glad they're on. I'm so excited. I'm glad they're on, and I hope that we can get a marker for them this summer for Frank Anderson.
Yes, we're talking about that right now, that we will get his name in, but you will do all the corresponding with Wanda. Janet will send you the layout and let them look at it and approve it. So you're the point of contact.
Okay, that sounds great.
Mark or Wanda, did you want to say something to Amy?
Oh, we just appreciate the fact that she was able to find us. Once he left Minnesota in 1897, we were told he never talked to his wife and 8 children he left behind ever again. And so nobody knew if he ever made it to Alaska in search of gold or what happened to him. So this was just fantastic finding out what we did, and Amy led us to it, and this is awesome. We are so happy. Mark's mom is the only one left of his great-grandchildren, and she's 90 years old, and she's on top of the world, knowing that this, the answers to the long lost or the long asked question about what happened to great grandpa Frank. So this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
That's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. And you know what? You get a lot of credit too, because you posted those photos of Frank's siblings. And so my question was, you know, if you have all those photos of his siblings, do you have a photo of him? And that's how we got corresponding back and forth.
Yeah, we were fortunate we had those photos and could post them to share with the brother's family, and that led you to us. So, hey, this has all been great. It's been fantastic. Thank you.
Super. All right, so Amy, you again will be the point of contact, but Janet will help you as far as the marker's concerned and stuff.
Okay, sounds good.
And we've already told them the 350 and the address is the 800 Cushman. Coming attention to Clay Street Cemetery, but City of Fairbanks, attention, Clay Street Cemetery.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, open agenda. Does anybody have anything to add? Seeing none, we are moving on. Next meeting is February 4th, 5 o'clock, and we are adjourned. Thank you, Mark and Wanda, for coming too.
Yes,
thank you.
I'll be attending by Zoom to the next one.
Talk to you later, Amy. Bye.
Okay. All right. Thanks.